Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Laura Canfield Show, the Awaken to Happiness Now Global Series. Thank you so much for being here with us today. And my good friend Brian Rawls is back with us again today, and today he's going to be taking more live follow-up questions, as well as we're going to be talking about prosperity, living your prosperous life, and Brian's going to be talking to us about ancient prosperity secrets. He's going to do a live activation of prosperity code activation, poverty consciousness deactivation, and we're going to learn how to awaken the creation matrix, and whatever else Spirit would like us to share with everyone today. So excited about that. For those of you who don't know Brian, I'll just tell you a little bit about him. You can read on the live page, of course, but Brian's been on our show many times and such a gifted, talented being. Definitely a starseed, definitely a fairy. don't know what else, but definitely a lot of stuff, right? And he is super, super talented. I've had many sessions with Brian. I had one recently on my birthday because I wanted one on my birthday. So, you know, it's like, okay, who can I call to get a reading? I want to know stuff and just find out what's up, right? And so I had a reading with Brian. It was really pretty spontaneous. He fit me into his schedule, you know, so thank you for that, Brian. And, you know, Brian, is, like I said, is very talented. He's been talented for a very long time. He's so many wonderful skills. He does tarot. He does intuitive readings. He does, as far as I'm concerned, shamanism stuff as well. He does ancient practices, stuff that you probably don't even know about. He does. And what I like the most about Brian is not just that his information is so accurate, and it's not just that, but it's also he gives you practical tools that you can use right now in your life, you know, and his activations are so powerful. They're like, oh my goodness, you know. So I'm just so excited that Brian's back with us today to share his energies, his teachings, his wisdom, his activations, because he knows so much. I mean, he is a fountain of knowledge, you know, when it comes to the esoteric, the spiritual, the magical, all of that. And so as we open up this Radiant Light Healing Circle, just know that the energy is already flowing in from my team to empower and inspire all of you. So please be open to those energies and to that those wisdoms that are coming through right now, as well as be open to the teaching and the information that Brian is going to be bringing through today. Because, you know, today's call is pretty spontaneous, you know. It's going to be whatever Spirit would like us to talk about. So it has to do with what your questions are, you know. So what are your burning questions? What do you want to know about prosperity, right? So you can hit *2 to raise your hand, or you can submit a question on the Q&A. But in this moment in time right now, I invite you to just take a deep breath, center in your space, go to your heart space, and just open up your heart wide to welcome and invite Brian and his team into our space. So, Brian, welcome.
Hello, Alara, and how is everyone doing? And thank you for having me back on the Awaken to Happiness show. It's always a pleasure to be here.
Thank you, Brian. It's always so much fun for me, too, because I always learn so much from you. You know, there's so much information that you bring through for everybody. And the thing is, when you're talking to a specific person, that information can be used by all of us. And that's what I want everyone to know, is that just because he's talking to Joe over here, well, Sarah, you're still getting that information, too. You can take that wisdom and use it in your life as well, right? So,
yes, my information is very universal. And it will work for everyone. But what I do with one particular person may not work for another person. So that is the reason why I encourage hitting that special offer, because it actually gives you one-on-one time with me.
Mm-hmm. Very true. Absolutely. Thank you for that. So, Brian, where do you want to start today? Because, like I said, we do have people with their hands. We do have questions on the Q&A.
Okay. All right. Well, I want to start a little bit for those that do not know who I am.
Yeah.
I come from a strong Romanian and Native American background, Romanian Gypsy and Native American background, and very fluid with magic. And I also am very knowledgeable with herbs and crystals. So with that, I am an eighth generation psychic medium. I come from a long line of women healers and women clairvoyants and women mediums. I'm the first one in my line, along the line of the males that have had the gift, and it continues to follow down within our family. But for those that do not know exactly on what I do, I basically communicate with your spirit guides, and I hone in and precisely receive the information that is perfect and your highest and best, most possible good, and most highest outcome. And basically from there, that's when I will receive light codes and star transmissions, star nation transmissions, and portal and Stargate activators, which will then be channeled through my voice, and also sound frequencies within the language, light language, to better precisely hone into your particular problem or a universal problem such as poverty consciousness or prosperity consciousness. A lot of us, we are within the poverty consciousness still because we're still trying to disconnect from that. And that's what one of my live activations is going to help with today, is disconnecting from that poverty consciousness or that collective energy of poverty. I precisely hone in on the individual and the individual's soul, and the light language speaks directly to the soul, and it literally peels back layers. And it's similar to like an onion, how the onion has many layers. You got to peel back just to get to that sweet onion taste. You have to pull back those layers, and that's what the light language does that I channel. It allows for me to directly communicate to your soul and directly communicate to your DNA and move tons of stuff and just allow for everything to just be blown out of the waters so that you can be the powerful you that you are. Because we're all blessed with these gifts. It's not that one particular person is special than the other. We all fit into the grand scheme of things, and it's like we're weaving the web of consciousness. And as we weave that web of consciousness, it's a constant law of cause and effect. Whatever we cause, we deeply affect. Remember that. So it's almost like a ripple, and it's similar to me putting my finger in a tub of water and making that ripple. Then it goes to the rest of the people that are standing outside that circle. So do know that all the activations that you've received today will also, your household will receive those activations just by being around you. So be around as many people as you possibly can, because those activations that you receive from me, they are transferred on to other people just by being in your energy field, and you already have that activation. So go out, be that social butterfly, tribal community energy that we need to build upon what love that we do have and what love that we need to cultivate into America as well as the rest of the entire world.
Absolutely. Thank you. Yes, absolutely. Be that social butterfly. Share your gifts, share your wisdom, share your light with everyone around you as well.
Exactly.
Yes. Beautiful. Thank you.
Okay. So how would you like to start off? Would you like me to start off with some questions from the callers, or would you like me to start off with an activation to kind of get everybody started?
Let's go with the activation, but someone is just asking me, how do I raise my hand? Star 2, yes. If you're on the phone, you hit star 2. If you're on the web call, you just raise your hand. Okay. Let's start off with the activation. Let's start off with a bang, and then maybe that activation will help people, rephrase perhaps their questions.
All right. And what I'm going to do is I'm just going to invite the energy then by an opening a portal activation. All right. And this portal activation, I know it wasn't planned or anything, but it's just something spontaneous. So we're going to go with this. So just everybody take a deep breath in and drop down into your heart chakra and listen to my voice.
Hino urak ya ta sande le kurak ta istande hebakian. Hino urak o te la piande hele otu ura shatari tande heke amakora. Makian de hetandu ura mahine ekware andaya shende hele wa. Inora makiata ayestando hurafia makiata hi inne. Roma kosaria ta in. Eleando huramoko kotayesh and dehe kiata aya aktai. Roma kosia. Dendi haramoko oko kotayesh and dewa akayas.
In and bring that energy up and through your root chakra, your sacral, your solar plexus, your heart, your throat, your third eye, down into your well of dreams at the back of the head, up and out the crown chakra, doubling back into your fourth eye where your head was soft when you were a baby, beaming down into your pineal gland, all the way down the Shushumna. Activating the 8-cell blueprint at the perineum. Take a deep breath in. And then release. All right, and that portal is open, and that portal will remain open until the ending of the call.
Beautiful. Thank you.
Healing.
Yes. Yes, wow. Good. Yay. Okay. Whew. What do you whenever you do these activations and stuff like that, it's like I'm always left with like, okay, what do you want to do now? It's like, you know. Oh,
well, we can take some phone callers. I know people are probably already lined up.
They are. Absolutely, they are. All right, so we're going to go to the phone lines. Phone number ending in 0748. 0748. I'm going to unmute you now.
Hello.
Hello. Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Anne.
Hey, hi. Anne. How are you?
Good, thank you. I really felt that in between my throat chakra and my heart chakra, like right in my sternum.
Right, so, at the higher heart?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, when I open up
are.
The portal, when I open up the portal, it opens up your symbolage point. Your symbolage point is your higher heart.
My question was about last night. I didn't sleep much at all. Like I woke up around 2 a.m. So kind of two-part. How do I hear the messages coming through? But moreover, I'd rather just change it by sleep through this and get the messages in my sleep
I
wake up.
You have an energy blockage right directly at the throat chakra, so that's the reason why you were feeling it, right, and not being able to hear your guides clearly, because the throat chakra is blocked, and the throat chakra governs the clairaudience, and with it being blocked, I'm hearing, I keep on hearing, why do I keep on, well, it's almost like I keep on hearing the question rephrasing in my head, why do I keep on hearing the echo of myself as far as, like, inside your head. It's almost like people don't hear you.
Mm.
All right, so let's go ahead and dissolve that block in your throat chakra, and then we will move forward from there as far as, like, giving you some more precise detail about what your guides are trying to tell you, okay? So just take deep breaths in and focus your energy in your throat chakra.
Vinde sandura shande kyanto okamahayasta si ante lawa. In the long day, he lay a tour of stand, a precarious hastened Ura Amarian. He now a poor Rakyata in Stende, a son to Urakyata Ayan. Then they said, they told, I shan't be a bear, what I assassi anara to Ua. In the Mokoto Ura si andara o Pakyasa, Prene Sandu Ura Kyata in Ele Etoa.
And deep breath in. And just allow for that energy to release that in that throat chakra. Estoto urakiata ayeste estunto upa ahi ete esha ante ese atua ahayete bako ura. And deep breath in. All right, and what your guides are trying to basically say is that you need to start grounding before you go to bed because you're working more actively at this moment. A lot of astral work is going on, and I feel as if you are building your astral altar or something along the lines of that, or an astral temple, because I actually see the two pillars that you standing in the middle of them.
Great. Yeah, I feel that so much. The back of my throat is still tickly, so it's still clearing out. So that is
yes.
A big
I would
help.
Recommend. I would recommend possibly maybe some soda light or coughing or possibly yelling a little bit to kind of clear that energy channel because it. All it needs to do is just be recharged. Just lacking a little bit of energy, but the clearing itself, it should integrate probably within the next 3 to 4 hours.
Wonderful. All right. Thank you so much.
You are very welcome.
Yes, thank you, Anne. All right, let's go to... All right, we're going to go to phone number ending in 1596. And we are going to try and go through as quick as we can. So I'm going to do less talking and just get to the calls. So phone number ending in 1596. I'm going to unmute you now. Hello.
Hello. Ah, what a world-class opportunity. Thank you so much for being here. Both of you and all of you. Hi.
Hello. How are you?
Grateful. You know, I have love. I have gratitude. I have service. The rest of it, I'm learning to heal MS. It's been an epic, painful, near-death experience that's gone on for years.
Mm-hmm.
As much as I'm able to source healing energy, every day I experience, it's like my cosmic egg has cracks in it, and I'm not able to hold the energy that I'm bringing in. And it's like I turn on a light and it attracts bugs. I feel so many different cords from so many different sources. You know, some of it's familial, the war that's been going on between my parents my whole life, you know, shows up in a bunch of ways, mostly in my solar plexus, but in other places I feel corded nonstop, like it's almost like torture. So,
okay.
And it's to steal the energy that I'm sourcing to heal myself with. So it's a bit much.
All right. So what we'll do, what we'll do,
thank you, I love you.
Is we will basically remove all the cords, which will basically sound out some light language to remove the cords, and then I'm going to recharge the energy field with earth energy, all right? And then we are going to also open up your psychic centers because what you were, the channels are trying to awaken. Your body's wanting to awaken. Your mind's not wanting you to awaken, all right? So I want you to just take deep breaths in and just listen to my voice.
Esto no ocurre ni ana ya tu urashin de se ya to roko to unama. Edo ura ni hakata ine estan tu ura hoka ayas. Vedo uram in a kate ewa akatu. Hime edewa no ro moko tu ustar ne ton tu ura vaki. Rame ke edo akata ayas tu unama. Dino urama katayan nungina sa ishte no urama. Prenne ke afandu urabi atay isht. Prenne eke ap unama hayat ewa nato urama katu. Ashta arenne estetu urama kai. Mina anayu urama. Mm-hmm.
Your well of dreams to the back of the head, up and out the crown chakra, doubling back into the fourth thigh where your head was soft when you were a baby, beaming down into the pineal gland, all the way down the shushumna. Activating the eight cell blueprint at the perineum. Take a deep breath in. And release. They are saying that there's going to be a lot of changes within the next 2 to 3 weeks because we are getting ready to go into the Palladian lineup on May 15th. Once May 15th arrives, that is when you will receive a bunch of Palladian light codes. The Palladians actually come are in alignment with the planet. The Palladian stars are in alignment with the planet. Allowing for Palladian motherships and Palladian ship starships to come down and check on their experiments, in which some earthly beings are their experiments. So they are coming back to check on those folks and also send light codes out during that time. So in between May 15th and May 20th, you need to be very aware because you will be receiving tons of upgrades. Okay, really? And does that resonate with you?
Thank you. I love you.
You are very welcome.
Thank you, Randy.
I felt a whole bunch of stuff.
Yeah, good. And just drink lots of water. You'll be releasing for quite some time.
Perfect. Thank you. All right, Brian, how are you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. I'm basically sitting back and recharging in between calls. But they are about ready to bring in the live activation of severing poverty consciousness ties with collective. So I'll take one more caller, and then we can bring that in. Yeah, how about that?
All right, so we're going to go to Yvonne on the web call. Yvonne on the web call.
Hi there.
Hi.
Hi.
Hey, Yvonne, how are you?
I'm good. Well, before I ask a question, I just want to tell the world how amazing Brian is. He has guided me. Evolved so much with your help, and now I just need, and the next activation you're about to do may be the answer for me, but it's tax time, and we have a few bills now to pay for our taxes and a few other things, And I'm just wondering if there's something you can help me with and with all the callers to expedite some money, some wealth.
Okay, well, you just used the perfect words, because I'm going to tell you a saint that you can petition. And it's just some very simple. All you need is a glass of water, a red candle, a picture of him, and a piece of pound cake. And then you've got you some money. All right. So what you want to do is you want to get look up Saint Expedite. All right, Saint Expeditus, which is spelled Saint Expeditus, but it's really Saint Expedite, and it's actually his feast day today. So it's very interesting that that he's being brought up today. But Saint Expedite, find a picture of him. You get you a glass of water, a red candle, and a piece of pound cake. And then you write down your petition, and you basically tell him what you want to bring about. And I have petitioned him for on numerous occasions, and what it said is, if he brings you what you need, what you are supposed to do is you're supposed to spread his name. So I'm spreading his name on his feast day, and I hope everybody will follow through. Find Saint Expedite, get you a glass of water, a red candle, and a pound cake, and petition him for some money, and I'll tell you, in 7 days, you will have you some money. And he has never let me down, and I know he will never let y'all down.
Now, when we petition him, do we ask for how much we need or require, or?
Well, you want to ask for a reasonable amount, because you don't want to send out into the universe any jokes. Okay, so you always be precise in what you ask for, and only make it what you need, okay? Don't be greedy, all right? That's the key right there. Don't be greedy, all right? Because greed leads to negativity, all right? So you just, like, say, for instance, if you're needing maybe $1,200 or maybe $1,500 or maybe $2,000, you write down on a piece of paper $2,000, stick it up underneath his red candle, and then you begin your petitioning. And petitioning is just as simple as prayer. You say your Lord's Prayer, or a prayer that you're comfortable with to connect to your Creator, and then you say, I call on Saint Expedite. In the name of Saint Expedite, I ask for blank and blank such of money, and to help me pay for whatever, blank blank such of help, and then you ended the name in, and just make sure that you are heartful with it, because once you're heartful with it, because you send out an emotional vibration through your heart, and as you send that out, Mother Earth gives it back. Okay? Very simple law of attraction step right there. And it's just as simple as a red candle, glass of water, a piece of good old scrumptious pound cake, and a pitcher of Saint Expedite. And within 7 days, you'll have some money.
Now, if we don't have pound cake, can we have a picture?
If you don't have pound cake, go ahead and petition him. Just make sure that when he brings you money, that you make sure you give him some pound cake.
Okay, got it.
All right. And it's actually said that if you don't give pound cake right away, he will hurry up, so you will give pound cake.
Oh, my God, I love it.
All right. So,
awesome.
I mean, you spirits, they are very humanly, and they're very it may be just the consciousness that we are connecting into, but they still hold their human traits of how they were remembered here on Earth. and he loved Sara Lee pound cake or Louisiana pound cake. And you, for him to get to working fast, you give him, or you wait to give him pound cake. So you go ahead and petition him with a pitcher, a glass of water, and a red candle, and tell him that if he hurries and brings you this amount in 7 days, then in 7 days he'll get some pound cake. And he may even do it within 3 days, and then on that third day, give him some pound cake.
You make this work so much fun.
It is. It has to be fun, because if it's hard and complex, you've got to remember, natural magic is simple magic.
Well, you're amazing, Brian. Thank you.
And another good way to attract money is also put bay leaves near your in your wallet or in your purse. Bay leaves will attract tons and tons of dollars and tons of bills. So that's a simple bay leaf in the wallet.
Oh, that's amazing.
Very simple. The simple little thing.
Thank you, Brian. You're amazing.
Thank you,
Yvonne.
You're amazing as well.
So, Yvonne, stay on the call, because I'm going to ask Brian a few more questions about the pound cake, okay?
Yeah, sure. Oh, I'm staying on the call. I never miss anything from him.
Good. All right. So, Brian, I have a quick question about the pound cake, because, you know, when I'm Indian and we offer, you know, food and stuff like that to our gods and goddesses on their special days. So to Saint Expedite, what do you mean you offer it to him? Like, you offer it to him, but then you eat it, right? You don't throw it out, right?
No, you don't. You don't throw it out. You, after, like, you offer it to him on that particular day,
mm-hmm.
Before you go to bed, make sure you eat that pound cake.
Mm-hmm. Okay, perfect.
And then some, folks think that you're not supposed to eat the pound cake. It just depends on personal belief. And that's really all that, that matters, is because, certain tribes and certain ancestors, they would leave the food on the altar until the next morning, and then like crumble it up for the birds or crumble it up for the squirrels. They feed nature. They always give it back, or always ground the magic out.
Mm-hmm.
And the grounding the magic out just allows for the magic to kind of percolate in nature and kind of receive it back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's very, very simple. Always keep it simple, because if for once you make it harder than what it seems, it's always going to be hard.
Oh, dear. So then the bay leaf is obviously a dried bay leaf, right?
Yes, just a dried bay leaf in the wallet, and very simple procedure there, and you can even spruce it up with a basil leaf as well, a little bit of dry basil in the wallet. Basil will make sure that the money continuously flows.
Okay.
But the bay leaf will make sure that you never go broke.
Right. That is good. All right. Perfect. Okay. So you were going to do some activation now?
Yes. Let's do a deactivating from poverty consciousness.
Okay.
And I want everybody to, and during this, we're going to blend two activations. And this is disconnecting from poverty consciousness, as well as currency activation, where we are freely available to receive all types of currency. All right, not just limited to one or to our current currency, okay? So I want everybody just to take a deep breath in, and I want everybody to focus into their heart chakra, and I want them to try to envision currency symbols all in their energy field. As I begin to speak the light language is going to call the currency symbols into the Shushumna, where they are going to stack. as they stack. And it's going to look like a bunch of books. As those books, those are books of all ancestral poverty poverty consciousness that you have lived, and they are going to basically flow up out of your energy field, and then they're going to stack with like similar to golden symbols, golden light language symbols, just spiraling back down into the perineum. Take deep breaths in and just listen to the level.
Ura ki andu astande patu arastande heliatu ura. Utanai ne hisandu ura ki asandu ura miara. Rende hisandu ura ki ata ma astande isandu ura ki
and deep breath in. and bring that energy up and through your root chakra, your sacral. Your solar plexus, your heart, your throat, your third eye, down into your brother dreams, the back of the head, up and out the crown chakra, doubling back into your fourth eye where your head's a soft and you're a baby, beaming down into your pineal gland, all the way down the Sushumna, activating the eight-celled blueprint at the perineum. Take a deep breath in. And how is everyone feeling?
Oh, I was yawning through the whole thing. Like, it was unbelievable. It's like, wow, so much. I don't know what happening, but it's like, wow. So what was happening?
Well, I was basically calling out all the poverty consciousness cords, and I was calling back in the golden light language code of prosperity.
Beautiful. I'm still yawning, obviously. Beautiful. Thank you. Yes. Wow.
You are very welcome.
That was powerful. Can we take some... I was going to say,
can we take some
questions from the Q&A as well? We haven't
done
those.
Definitely. Definitely.
Okay, so, wow. Okay, I should have just gone to the phone call because now I can't talk or speak or anything. So I have a question from Dada in Vancouver, and she just wants to know if Brian, she's not on the call, so she's going to listen on the replay. If you could read her energy and tell her what is blocking her from prosperity, why does she feel so disconnected despite the work that she does on herself daily? And what is it that I'm not able to see and overcome? Is it a past life, or did someone put a curse on me, or something else in my environment?
Okay, this is all right. So this is looks to me like it's programming from old lifetimes, as well as also subliminal programming, superliminal programming, and. This programming came from a past life of you dealing with some type of poverty consciousness, and it wasn't your normal poverty consciousness. It was more like feast or famine type consciousness, and that's what's currently blocking you. The energy here is not allowing you to disconnect from it. And it's due to this Mercury retrograde. Once this Mercury retrograde ends, I know that we just went in, but you always go in the retrograde zone at least 3 to 4 weeks beforehand. So this Mercury retrograde zone, the retrograde zone is what screwed you up and what is screwing you up. So Zandu urakiyashtan de hipotoftu arahaki ata ayeste eswa. And just take deep breath in and release. Hasti ata araki ate eshutu urama asatu araki ata ayesh. And deep breath in. And that poverty consciousness activation that we just did will help you as well. Break and release that energy field that you're having trouble working with, that you've been working so hard trying to clear, but you're feeling like you just have no clearing happening. The clearing will happen towards the ending of the retrograde. So you ain't got much longer. Just kind of hold it out.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. So, Dada, please listen to that, and I'm sure it'll help. I have a question from Janet Young, and she says, I am beginning a new real estate investment business, a completely new venture for me. What can I do to give it an extra success boost?
All right. I'm hearing advertise, advertise, advertise. And when I hear that, they don't necessarily mean just by billboard advertise, but also also media advertised, advertisement, local advertisement. That means covering all areas of advertisement. And also I keep on hearing, but it's going to be more of word of mouth of who you've already helped. That is what is going to push you into this big, I guess you would say this big climb up the stairs that you are doing right now. And it does, once you get to the top, you'll get to the top probably around the month of, I'm hearing July, August, September. And within those 3 months, that's when energy and income and the real estate business really taking a good launch. So it's right around the corner. Just continue your work doing it.
Perfect. Then I have a question from Jen in Las Cruces. I can never say the name. Jen's asking, can you tell me if the settlement I'm expecting is coming to me soon and smoothly, or should I get a lawyer or something? Thank you so much. I've had a reading with Brian, and it was fabulous.
Okay. So, so I am hearing that it's coming. But still get a lawyer. That's coming, but still get a lawyer, because there's going to be something that that either doesn't go exactly as you planned, or it's better just to cover your tail. But there is going to be a little bit of a complication there. I feel as if it's not going to be exactly what you asked for. So I feel as if someone needs to represent you to get exactly what you're asking for.
Mm-hmm. Okay, perfect. Thank you. All right. Whew. All right, so now we can do you want to talk about your special offer, or do you want, or yeah, let's talk about your special offer quickly, since Jen mentioned she had a fabulous reading with you. So if you're on the live page, you can just click on special offer. If you're on the phone, you can go to awakentohappinessnow.com/Brian12. And basically, you know, Brian, it's a 60-minute personal session, so it's a digital download. So can you tell them what they can expect in that 60-minute personal
okay.
session with you?
Okay, so the 60-minute personal session with me. Now, I normally give my my radio show callers the choice on whether they want to split the 60 minutes up into 30 minutes, because some folks like to have follow-up sessions after having work with me. And beats you having to pay extra to receive a follow-up session. So that's totally up to the client. But what you can receive in my session is any particular questions that you may have regarding any love, relationship, money, finances, career, spirituality, even touch bases on the fairy realm. I also touch bases on the star nations and the kind of stargates and portals. I also do also spell work and also mojo bags as well. So it all depends on exactly what the person is exactly needing. I basically channel from your guides what is best for you at that particular moment, and then we kind of go from there. But that's basically what you can expect with a session with purchasing the special offer. I'm very diverse in my workings, and I fit to your personal belief system. So say, for instance, if you're Hindu, I fit to your Hindu gods. I have a Hindu altar. Say, for instance, if you are Wiccan, I have a Wiccan altar. So I work with Wiccan gods and goddesses. Say, for instance, if you are a Christian, I work with angels, Mother Mary and Jesus. Say, for instance, if you're Catholic, I work extremely well with saints. And say, for instance, if you're from the African diasporic religions, I work very well with Orishas as well. So very well diverse. And so definitely if you are interested in a session with me, click that special offer button.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you won't regret it. I mean, Brian gives way more than you expect in a session. I've had several, and they've always been amazing. And I'm not saying that for any reason other than Brian actually is amazing. So just if you want clarity on something, you know, if you need some information, and sometimes, like for me anyways, there's been healing on the call, there's been activations, you know, in the session. You know, it's just been so amazing. So that's all I'm going to say. But I wanted to ask you, Brian, what's the mojo bag?
Well, a mojo bag is a particular bag that is sewn up with prayers. It is sewn up, all three sides are sewn up, and then the top is stayed open with, and then I put herbs, crystals, and other curios, which mm-hmm. there are just a fancy word for implements or tools that I put in the bag, and I bless the bag, and then I ship it over to you with a conditioning oil, which the mojo bag is basically like a living spirit. And say, for instance, if a person wants me to make them a love mojo bag, I'll work with love herbs and a love deity. And I'll sew up the bags, and as I sew up the bag, I will say a prayer with each knot that I put in the sewing. And basically with that, then I will pray over each herb, place the herb in the bag, and then I will charge the bag with energy, and it will go to you as a live being, almost like a guide, almost like mm-hmm. a best friend. And what mm-hmm. you do to it is you kind of you bring it into your daily routine, into your daily life, and it goes with a conditioning oil. And the conditioning oil, you anoint the four corners of the bag every week. You designate one day a week to anoint the four corners of the bag. And the reason why you do that is that feeds the bag, that makes sure the bag does what it's supposed to do.
Perfect. Thank you. So obviously, I've never needed one because, you know, it never came up in one of my readings. It's like, oh, that's so cool. Cool.
Yeah, it's something that my grandmother and my family has done for many, many generations, and it's just kind of stuck with us.
Mm-hmm. Perfect. Thank you. All right. So do you want to go back to the phone calls now?
Sure thing.
Let's see how we're doing. Okay. We're going to go to phone number ending in 0340. 0340. I'm going to unmute you.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. This is Rosemary.
Hi, Rosemary.
Hello, Rosemary.
Hi. I have to say, I don't know if it's me, the energies, or you, but your energy was so much stronger today, or I was able to receive it so much easier, so it's probably everything. But, yeah, it was really good, the activation.
Wonderful. And what can I help you with today, Rosemary?
Well, I think probably I should keep it along the lines of prosperity, since this is a prosperity call. So I was told some time ago that there was a cramp in my heart all around money. And I'm thinking it's all about trauma, like ancestral stuff, trauma, you know, marauders, theft, jealousy, punishment. And I would love to get that out of my heart.
Just all right, so let's see here. So take some deep breaths in for me. All right, and drop down into the heart chakra. Edu ora mayas edu ora shande hitati aranto ora kubato. Hito ora makatai spendo ora batai. Down the Shushumna, activating the 8 cell blueprint at the perineum. Take a deep breath in. There you go, Rosemary. How does that feel?
That was intense. Yeah, I kind of felt it all through, you know, all, my whole body, like it was cellular. Were you getting cellular?
Yeah,
memory?
And it was very. It was more stuck than usual. That's the best I can put it, because it almost looked like, you know, those three-pronged fishing hooks that that has actually three hooks that are on it. It was hooked into those, into the sides of the heart. And that's the reason why you had not a lot of success with removing it yourself.
Oh, wow. So is that like curse energy when it's something like that, or is it just...
It's more ancestral. It's more ancestral, and a lot of the energy when it has hooked within it is normally corded throughout a lifetime or throughout a period, say for instance in a past life, along the ancestral line of your family that you are currently holding on to now, it will bleed through in this lifetime. So I would probably recommend, if you are able to, a personal session with me to kind of look at it a little bit deeper for you to understand it. I know a person that runs a lot of feminine energy has to understand things. And so that's kind of what I pick up on you.
Yeah, it's a deep thing. I have to know. I just can't let it go. I got to know what's going on and why, you know. Don't just tell me. Tell me why. Okay.
Yep.
All right. Well, I think I'm getting much closer to working with you these days. I don't know if you remember on one time you told me I was your pupil from another lifetime.
I do remember that. I do remember that. I knew that your energy felt familiar before.
I've been waiting for the right time, but thank you for this. I do appreciate it.
You are very welcome.
Yeah, thank you, Roger.
Thank you, Laura. Bye-bye.
Bye. Whew, okay, good. Yeah, see, the work that Brian does, they're so... powerful, you know, even in these, you know, 2-3 minutes that he gets to work with you, they're so powerful. But can you just imagine, you know, working one-on-one, you know? Yeah, it's amazing. All right, we're going to go to phone number ending in 1223. 1223. It's a cool number. Hello? Maybe, maybe not. Phone number ending in 1223. No? Okay, going. Oh, there you are.
Yes. Hi.
Michelle.
Yes. I was just going to ask, I need some money.
You need some money?
I need some money.
Okay, well, since it is St. Expedite, I hope you heard about the St. Expedite because it is his feast day today. Thanks, but it will get you money very quickly. But also, if you're more along the lines of like a fairy person, there is a little spell that you can do called the Trink of Five spell. The Trink of Five spell is one of the easiest spells, and it's the easiest to obtain money. All right, and I mean, it is so simple that that even a child can do this. And what you do is you get 5 silver coins, all right, 5 silver coins. You, each time that you do the spell, you want to put 5 silver coins in a jar, all right, and you want to say, Trink of Five, ancient spirits, you are alive. And then Trink of Five, generous spirits come alive, Trink of Five, fairies of the Trink of Five. And then you just throw the money into the jar, and then you just wait. And you want to do this once for 3 hours, all right? And then you just bring that energy in, and that's a quick way to get money with a little bit of fairy magic. Now, then if you want to get really complex, you can get you a green candle. And it's basically what I call sweet talking a candle. And you get you a green candle, you mix up some sugar and honey, and you mix it up, and you want to spread sugar and honey all over the green candle. All right, and then you want to leave a little bit of sugar and honey left behind. All right, and then you want to set your green candle in a candle holder, and then you want to light your green candle and light it with a match. As you light it with a match, you'll basically want to grab that gob of sugar and honey that you left behind, put it on the back of your tongue, and then as that candle is lit, you are going to say, and you're just going to simply say, green candle, I need money, and this is how much I need, please bring it to me. And then that's sweet talking a candle, because you have something sweet in your mouth, and you're sweet talking that flame to send that energy out. All right, very simple.
Okay.
All right, but they work. They very much work. They very much work.
Thank you. I'm going to definitely try that.
Mm-hmm.
But that Trink of Five spell is Trink of Five, Trink of Five, Trink of Five, ancient spirits come alive, help more money flow, and business thrive, ancient spirits of the Trink of Five. That's if you have a business. And then it's Trink of Five, ancient spirits come alive, Trink of Five, Trink of Five, money flow and money thrive, ancient spirits of the Trink of Five, if you don't have a business. But just work it to your words, because it's all about your wording and how you want the energy to reflect back to you. All right, keep it simple. Green candle, a little bit of sugar and honey, perfect. All right, it's the fairy magic don't appeal to you. All right?
All right, I'll be doing that tonight.
Well, there you go. Have some fun, and it's very there's a Taurus new moon coming up. Taurus new moon is all about money, so all about growth in finances. So there's a good time to do it as well.
Perfect. I'm a Taurus. That'll work.
Yes, I'm a Taurus as well.
Yay.
Good. Thank you, Michelle.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Wonderful. Thank you. So, Brian, here's a stupid question, but have you used all of these spells yourself?
Yes, I have used every last one of them.
Wow. And, of course, yep. You know, they work. Yeah. Wow.
Yes, they always work. They always work. I haven't had one that did not work. And plus, you got to always remember, Mother Earth will always see you through.
Mm-hmm.
All right?
Yeah.
That's just point blank and simple. Mother Earth will always see you through.
Mm-hmm.
No matter whether or not you are a believer of Mother Earth, well, you better believe because you're living on her.
Yeah.
So she will always provide for you.
Absolutely. Yep. All right. So we're just going to take a few questions from the Q&A before I forget. So I have a question from Deb in Saskatchewan, Canada. And she's saying, hi, Brian, can you see when I will be out of this pothole that I have been in for a while? How and when will my prosperity consciousness kick in? Thank you.
All right. So I am hearing June, July is when your prosperity consciousness is going to step up to the plate. It's kind of been playing left field here lately, and don't exactly know why, but it kind of feels to me like you've had a run of bad luck. So what we'll do, take a deep breath in, and what I'm going to do is I call it unjinxing light language, which the light language blows out the jinx. And I want you to just take a deep breath in. And deep breath. All right, and there you go. So that that should bust up whatever is blocking you. I kind of feel as if you are more. I kind of feel as if you're more like blocking yourself. Yeah, blocking yourself with the particular wording that you're using, as far as like if. Like, say, for instance, if you're always talking to your friends about what money you don't have, you're not putting out to the earth that you are needing money. You're putting out to the earth that you don't have money, so you're not going to receive money. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay.
It does. All right, so one more question from Pam in Sunset Beach. She says, hi, Brian, great energy. I have done so much energy work but feel so stuck and not able to make changes. Is there something you could clear for me?
Okay, so, All right, so it kind of goes along with what I just said. It kind of feels to me like your wording's off, sweetie. Just seems as if you need to use different wording with yourself and with your co-creating your consciousness. Se tu arashante estapati hasta ayaste estete estetiti arashate eswa. And also, you might want to break free from your mother. I don't know exactly what this is about. Mom energy, but I hear mom energy needs to be let loose.
Hmm.
Okay.
Okay.
And it kind of feels to me like it came through at birth.
Hmm. All right, Pam, so let us know how that resonates with you. And now, Brian, I wanted to ask you about awakening the creation matrix. I know we didn't get a chance to talk about that yet, so if you could just talk
well,
about that.
Well, awakening the creation matrix is something that that I was actually taught, taught by spirit. But the creation matrix, how I believe the creation matrix is because what you do, or how you begin to awaken the creation matrix for you, is you have your altar, okay? You have a white candle, a glass of water, and a red candle. The white candle is spirit. The glass of water is your conductor. The red candle is your root chakra, or your perineum, or your eight-cell blueprint, where all your energy lies, where your kundalini fire is ignited. And what I do is I sit at my altar with a white candle, glass of water, and a red candle, and I speak to the water. I speak directly to the water. I speak my intentions to the water. I speak, awaken the creation matrix, and you will instantly feel that shift. That shift is basically the flower of life opening up for you. And you'll actually feel that flower of life expanding within your auric field. And as that matrix opens up, you begin to start manifesting things very quickly by speaking to that water. You want to make sure that that water stays clear. So you always keep this altar erect, and basically you want, how you understand whether you're clear or not throughout your day, day-to-day activities. If your water goes cloudy, you need to change it, all right? And if your water remains clear, that means you have a clear head. And say, for instance, if little itty-bitty bubbles start popping up around the edge. That means that your spirit need an offering. So you would give an offering such as like honey, or you would give some molasses, or you would give a cigar, or a shot of rum, or a shot of tequila. I know my my spirits, they love cigarettes and a shot of tequila. And I give them a shot of tequila, and I smoke a cigarette with them. And mm-hmm. I'll take a shot as well. And I mean, birds of the same feather flock together. Mm-hmm. Remember that. And remember, you always are accompanied by spirits that are you are most familiar with. So the ancestors, they're always around you. They're always watching. Grandma, grandpa, maybe grandma and grandpa that you never met are always watching. They're always working within your creation matrix. Make sure that you put out gifts for them. Say, for instance, if your family loved beer, leave a can of beer on that altar. If your family loved, say, for instance, sweets, bake a cake, put it on the altar. But it's all about making life what it's worth, and appreciating the tiny things, appreciating the small, simple things. Don't make spirituality complicated.
Mm-hmm.
It's not supposed to be complicated. It's supposed to be easy to communicate to your spirits and your God self.
Beautiful. Yes, thank you. Yeah, totally makes sense. And, you know, and that's the thing about awakening the creation matrix. We are creators, you know, and we don't realize how powerful we are as creators. And, you know, we think we're limited. I was talking to somebody just yesterday about that. But really, we are such great, spiritual, powerful beings. And we can change any situation that we're in. So, you know, all of the tools that you've shared with us today, all of the spells and the tools and the practical information that you've given us that we can start to do today, those are the things that we can use in our day-to-day life to start creating what we want, to start manifesting what we would like and having the prosperity that we desire, right?
Exactly, exactly. And use every tool to your advantage. Use your five senses to your advantage. Make the most of it. We only live once. Well, we live multiple times, but we only remember once.
Exactly. We're only aware of this one. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Make the most of it. Go out with a big old bang.
Yeah, exactly. So Brian, was there anything else that you wanted to share with us before we close for today?
Not anything else. Just make sure that you do remember the birds of the same feather flock together. So the spirits that have always been around you, they're always going to be around you.
Mm-hmm.
All right? You are never alone.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
You always have somebody to turn to.
Yes. Absolutely. We are always supported. Absolutely.
Yes,
thank you.
Always supported.
Yes. Thank you so much, Brian. And thank you, everyone, for your questions because, you know, you were able to help bring through a lot of the information and the wisdom and the teachings and the activations, the energies, for this call. So thank you so much for those. Go back and listen to the replay because there's so much information that Brian shared that you definitely want to go back and make notes. I guess I should have said make notes at the beginning, but, you know. So go back and listen to it and make notes of all the different things that Brian shared with us today because it'll be helpful, right? And, and then, you know, take advantage of Brian's special offer because then you can go deeper into working with him and getting really clear on what is appropriate for you. Because like Brian said, maybe some of the things were specifically for whoever the person was that called, but some of the universal wisdom is absolutely for everybody, but Brian can go deeper into what you really need right now you know, and give you clarity on what Spirit is calling for you. So take a look at the special offer. It's available at awakentohappinessnow.com/Brian12. You won't regret it. You definitely won't. Yeah, thank you so much. This is so much fun, Brian. It's always so much fun having you on the show. I always learn so much. You always bring new, different ideas, new techniques, new rituals and spells to, you know, empower us so that we can use these for our prosperity consciousness, so that we can be more, you know, bigger creators of our lives, you know, so that, yeah, try it. There's so many different things that you mentioned today, so we're going to definitely try some of them. And let me know, Michelle, which one you do and how it works for you, or what you felt or what you experienced. I know, I'm curious too. So thank you, everyone. Thank you so much, Brian. This was so much fun. And as we close out this Radiant Light Healing Circle, know that the energies are still flowing. Know that you're probably still going to be releasing some of the stuff that we did today, right? So just release. Just drink lots of water and just let it go, right? And, you know, if you can, center in your heart space from time to time. Just connect with your body. Right, Brian?
Yes, connect with the body. And thank you, everyone. And let angel wings guide your dreams. Blessed be, and namaste. Bye now.
Thank you, everyone. Have a great day, and continue to live your life filled with joy, peace, love, abundance, and happiness. Much love and blessings always. Until next time, bye for now.